Again, this Thanksgiving, as I have done in the past, I'll be hosting some of my family for Thanksgiving dinner. And probably what we do is much of what you do. We'll stand around the kitchen table, we'll eat our snacks, and we'll catch up with each other what has happened over the last months since we have seen each other. My niece, who is now a social worker in Chicago, will be home to share with us how she has started her new position in Chicago. One of my nephews and his wife are expecting their second child, and so we'll talk about that. Another of my nephews has graduated from college and has begun his new job in the last couple of months. And then we'll talk about the other things that have been part of our lives. And maybe we'll talk about the latest Netflix we've watched or maybe one of the other programs. We'll probably watch a little football and we'll do a lot of eating. And we'll spend time together cleaning up, getting the house back into order. In all of those conversations, we will congratulate one another. We will encourage one another. We will support one another. In a way, what we're doing is we are creating a home within my place. And it's in that home and in that place that I believe we are doing what that one line from the second reading said. We are helping each other to hold it together. That how we listen, how we share, how we encourage, how we support. The home kind of comes and be that place where we hold it together. You will gather in all the places that you will gather on Thanksgiving and in other days during the weekend. And the same thing will be happening in those places. Because I believe that what the feast of Christ the King reminds us is that reign of Christ is in all those places that we gather. And it's in all those places that we gather that Christ helps us to hold it together. That it is you and I who have been called as believers of Christ, as followers of Christ, to help one another hold it together. And I believe that the ways that we do that is we take those simple words from the gospel, remember me. Jesus saying, remember me. Remember how I am a part of your life and how you will bring that into the lives of other people, whether that be the places that we call home or the schools that we go to or the workplaces or the friendships that are part of our life. It's there that we help each other to hold it together. And we do it, I believe, in the words that the scripture talks about today. That second reading said to bring people out of the darkness of people's lives. We do it in the ways that we help others in their anxiety, in their worry, to have some calmness in their life. That we do it by the ways that we are the hope and the love that we bring into other people's lives. That we're there at times when people are suffering and grieving, and we're there to be with them. And we follow that other example of Christ in the gospel. When someone reached out to him, he reached out to him. And he reached out in a welcoming way. Jesus looked at that other person on the cross, not in the way that others looked at him, but very differently. He did not condemn him. He did not judge him. He simply said, "You will be with me in paradise." We too reach out to others. We welcome them. We do not judge. We do not condemn. We follow that Christ that we say we believe in, and he's the guide and the one that we will be with. But it's also important that we remember that Christ is saying to us, I will help you to hold it together. Remember how I will be with you. Remember the relationship we have. Me with you and you with me. Remember that I'm there even when you make mistakes. Even when you forget about me. Remember, I'll help you to hold it together. I'll be there when you are worried. When you doubt, when you're concerned. When you question, when you are fearful. Remember that I am there in the darkness of your life. Remember that my power and presence are with you. I believe, at least for myself, that the Feast of Christ the King reminds us that Christ is always present. Always present to be there with us. So maybe a play on words. We could name this feast the Feast of Christ our Kin. The Feast of Christ our Kin, K-I-N. Where in each of our lives do we need to say, Lord, help me to hold it together. Help me to hold it together. And then who in each of our lives, maybe right now or in the past, have helped us to hold it together? Being Thursday is Thanksgiving. If one of those people are present with you, take the time to let them know that they have helped you hold it together and be thankful for them. If they're not with you, let them know that in some way. Let that be our prayer in this coming week.